My name is Wenyi Sun. I'm a product manager from Microsoft. Today we have George Stamos from SkyTab join me to give you an overview of SkyTab on Azure and how it accelerates your cloud migration for your applications running on IBM Power. Our agenda today will start from introduction of SkyTab on Azure, then what's the benefit of this offer, and I will talk about customer use cases, solution overview, then we will take a look at network architecture, and we'll talk about availability. Lastly, George will give us a demo. So these days, enterprise really eager to move all their applications to cloud. However, for business critical applications, including a lot of those running on IBM Power, are not designed to run in cloud. So those applications are left behind in data center. SkyTab on Azure is a cloud service designed specifically to natively run your IBM Power and x86 applications in Azure. It supports workloads including AIX, IBM i, Enterprise Linux on IBM Power system, and x86 systems in one single converged platform. SkyTab on Azure, you're able to rapidly migrate your IBM Power applications in Azure and run your x86 workloads. You can integrate with cloud-native Azure services and extend the value of your traditional applications. SkyTab on Azure can truly accelerate your cloud journey to Azure. Now, what benefit will SkyTab on Azure will bring to you? First, it's compatible. You can completely lift and ship your whole applications to Azure without refactoring and re-architecture. Secondly, through self-service, you are able to get access to on-demand resources. And third, it will extend your value of traditional applications. Now you will have access to a rich amount of API and you will access low latency Azure services. Lastly, this offer enables rapid development. You will get access to a full rack of application environment that will accelerate your software delivery and to create time for product innovation. By using SkyTab on Azure, you're able to increase your developer productivity, testing coverage, and also accelerate your DevOps adoption through on-demand application environment. For production workload, you can run production AIX, IBM i, Enterprise Linux and x86 solution with an SLA of 99.95% availability. And also you're able to securely connect your on-premise applications. Now we talk about disaster recovery. Through SkyTab on Azure, you are able to get cold, warm, hot disaster recovery that meet the enterprise continuity requirement. Lastly, for your hands-on lab purpose, that through SkyTab on Azure, you're able to educate and train your customers, your sales teams with on-demand virtual hands-on labs. Isn't that awesome? So SkyTab on Azure is a long-term solution for you. It provides you business stability with apps running on cloud infrastructure. From managed visibility and a control perspective, I want to specifically mention that you're able to create and manage application environment template that you can, it can be self-provisioned, can be cloned, and can be shared. To maximize your investment dollars, we recommend you to choose the size that based on your actual workloads, try to avoid unnecessary over-provisioning. Remember, you can always resize as needed. From price model perspective, you can mix and match pay-as-you-go model and reserved capacity model. This is the network architecture. With Azure Express Route, you are able to connect Azure VMs, on-premise applications, and your traditional applications run on SkyTab on Azure. We should give you the flexibility to migrate over time, scale out as needed, and support hybrid application environment, and also fail over if any disaster recovery events happens. SkyTab on Azure is currently available in US East. And we plan to expand to 3 more regions. Those are US South Central, Western Europe, and Southeast Asia. This offer is also available to transact on Azure Marketplace. What is better is it's also Mac eligible. That means SkyTab on Azure offer will contribute to your Microsoft Azure consumption commitment if you have Mac agreement with Microsoft. It's really good. With that, you should have a basic understanding of SkyTab on Azure. Now, are you excited to hear some demos? Let's welcome George from SkyTab to give us a demo about how to deploy and run SkyTab on Azure. George.
Thank you, Wenyi, for that wonderful overview. I could not be more excited about what we're able to bring to bear from SkyTab as it runs on Microsoft Azure. My name is George. I'm a part of our strategic alliances team here at SkyTab. And what we're going to do is we're going to go through a customer demo. So you're able to see what a customer experiences when they move into the SkyTab solution as it runs on top of Azure. As Wenyi talked about, right, the central thing to keep in mind when you're thinking about SkyTab on Azure is that it has the ability to work with these more legacy environments. And typically these environments, you know, they have an element of IBM Power. Maybe they're running AIX, they're running IBM i. And they're kind of boat anchored in the data center. They've been boat anchored on-prem, right? And so what SkyTab has the ability to do is pull up that anchor, bring them into Azure. And so that's what we're going to work through. In this particular case, the customer was very interested in getting into some innovation as it related to their legacy workloads. So let's jump into it. What you see up here on your screen is the SkyTab portal. And this is where, in conjunction with Azure, you can manage these legacy workloads. I'm going to start up here at the top in the environment section. And I do that because this customer had this environment. It was running on-prem, and they went through an exercise that says, look, you know, let's take a look at all the LPARs. Let's take a look at the networks. Let's take a look at any of the legacy x86 components that need to come in. And they were able to wire those up so that they go directly across in what we call a VM import. And this VM import is able to bring those components in to Azure so that they natively run within what you see here on the screen. The upshot of that is that they get a template. And this customer specifically had a template that had some complexity associated with it. You can almost think about a template as a representation of what a data center looks like. It's got multiple facets to it, multiple components associated with it. And in this customer case, right, they had a DB2 server. It was running on multiple AIX machines. They had a domain controller, an F5 load balancer, a bunch of different versions, IBM i, et cetera, et cetera. The important point here, all of these components are meant to work together in terms of this, you know, boat anchored environment that they had in the corner of that data center. Once they had the template, all they need to do is click on new environment. In this case, maybe I'll give it a test, click on deploy, and it's going to take the whole collection of that environment, all of the networks, all of the config files, all of the data, and create a net new environment for them to start utilizing. And, you know, when you talked about it, right, there's a lot of different use cases that you can bring to bear here. Certainly in the case of disaster recovery, right, those different types of scenarios. In the case of this customer, they were particularly interested in getting into elements of innovation. And particularly, they were interested in how they could accelerate their development and test process that they were applying to this traditional environment. And so what they did, a couple of different things they brought to the table. They basically wanted to get into a bit of a container strategy, get into some continuous integration, some continuous development improvement efforts. And they needed it to work in conjunction with the environment that you see up here on the screen. So with that, they carved out another team that was specific to those functions. And that team created a template, another template, that's meant to work directly with this legacy environment. And they called it their CD tools template. And there they had a couple of Docker hosts, a Docker registry, a Jenkins for continuous integration. And when you click on add VMs, what it does is it takes that CD tools template and stitches it into the legacy environment that you see up here on the screen. Now, the beauty of this is, right, is that you don't need to be, you know, a networking expert. You don't need to be a developer to do this type of work. It's very, very easy to perform these types of functions. Now, let's dig in a little bit into what this environment has going on under the hood. So quite a complex network topology that's associated with this environment. It's very important to note that when you think about where this customer started, their on-premise instantiation of this environment, it looks now the same as it exists in Azure. So when you see all those different networks represented there across the map there, that matches exactly what it looked like on-prem. So in the case of this customer, they're doing this work around innovation and testing. They know that they're talking apples to apples. These LPARs, right, it's power gear under the hood in Azure. So we're not talking emulation here. If they're doing their testing, they're doing their innovation, all of that matches. Now, that's not to say that you can't make changes. You most certainly can, right? So if we jump into some of this, let's say that we're going to make some changes here to our IBM iBox. You have the ability to insert NICs. You have the ability to modify MAC addresses, various components of that. And similarly, on the hardware side, there are specific hardware elements that are brought to bear when it comes to these power frameworks. So things like CPW, right? If you're familiar with the IBM i world, you have the ability to modify these elements so that, again, they match what it looked like on-prem, or maybe you want to beef it up once it gets into Azure. And you have the ability to do that literally with the click of a button. Critically important, and when you talked about this in terms of, you know, being able to get into this cost savings model, you also have the ability when you run these workloads to choose between, am I going to do it on an hourly basis? Is this going to be more of a dev test workload where I'm going to spin it up when I need it, I'm going to spin it down when I don't? Or is this going to be more of a high availability scenario or a DR scenario where it's going to be running all the time? You have the ability to choose what type of a subscription model and a billing cycle you want to get into as it relates to these workloads. And then lastly, certainly with storage, right, you have the ability to make any kind of changes you want to make from an underlying disk layout and sizing perspective. Now, if I hop over to the network settings here real quick, you'll start to see some of that complexity surfaced, right, when we looked at that map. So this is where you have the ability, literally with, you know, clicks of a button, to start designing what that network framework looks like. And critically important, right, all of this is involved in that template. So when you click on that button to create the environment, it's automatically got a private network connection that's associated back on-prem, right? It has those native built-in connections that are a part of that template. So every time you stamp one of these out, you don't need to kind of reinvent the wheel. Now, within this environment specifically, we've made a couple of changes, right? We stitched in some of the continuous integration, continuous delivery tools. We, you know, touched some other frameworks of this environment. And you have a couple of different options now that you can employ when it comes to this environment capability. So one is you can copy it if you want. You can make a net new perfect clone. Or what we often see, and certainly in the case of this customer, once they had done a bit of work, they wanted to save it as a template. And they wanted to kind of park it back on the shelf and pull it back off the shelf if they needed to. And this is our save as template capability that you now have associated with these legacy workloads. All you need to do, click on save as template, and boom, it's going to park that on the shelf for you and you can pull it off the shelf later if you want to start working with it. So it's very, very easy to perform these types of functions. And it's very unique in the sense that, you know, in many ways, we're saving a template of the entire data center or that corner of the data center that was boat anchored there. So just a couple other things that I'll show you if we jump back here to the dashboard. One thing I will show you, which, you know, people don't often see, is that when we say IBMI, we mean IBMI. And what's interesting is that, you know, many IBMI folks that are out there, right, they prefer green screen. And so when you're in Azure, you're in SkyTap on Azure, and you're working with these underlying power systems, we're talking green screen. This isn't emulation. This is real power under the hood that you can use for these environments. And it's very simple to connect to these machines. You can 5250 in, or you can simply bring it up in the web browser. Last thing I'll mention is that the customer in this case was very, very interested in how they start to control and administer some of this work. So clearly you saw in Wen Yi's overview, this is nicely kind of paired to your Azure ecosystem through the ExpressRoute connection. You can get into those native services. In this case, the customer actually set up developers, testers, directly into this portal that could come in here and kind of manage it soup to nuts. And what do I mean by that? Well, first, every single thing within SkyTap running on Azure, fully audited, you can fully report against it, and you can always clearly see your usage and the limits that are at play. So as you're doing this copy work, as you're doing this innovation, all of that is surfaced for you and you have clear visibility into it. So with that, very quick recap. This customer, boat anchored in the data center. They had this legacy environment in the corner. They were able to take that, directly import that via the VM LPAR import service, wrap that into a template with all the network complexity. They then had the ability to, literally with the push of a button, create instances of that that they could start using for their own innovation. And in this case, they dramatically increase their ability to test against this legacy environment and get into some of the net new elements that they wanted to get into around containers in relation to that environment. So with that, just a very, very quick overview there of SkyTap on Azure in action, and I'll turn it back over to Wen Yi.
Wow. Thank you, George. That's a great demo. To summarize, SkyTap on Azure is a cloud native service that it can help you to migrate IBM Power to Azure, and it can accelerate your cloud journey. Here are some additional resources if you're interested to know more, and feel free to reach out to us for more questions. Thank you for watching us.